Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little.
So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, with me, Feifei.
And me, Rob. Hello.
Rob, are you okay? You've got some cuts on your face.
Oh, well, yes, I've had a bit of a bad morning.
I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
Well, I was cycling into the office and some idiot ran out in the road right in front of me.
Crikey, did you hit him?
No, but it was a close shave.
A close shave? Did he have a razor?
No, Feifei, that would have hurt. This is an expression that describes a dangerous or unpleasant situation that's only just been avoided. It almost happened, but it didn't.
Lucky for you. So you're saying you nearly had an accident, but you didn't.
Exactly. Let's hear some more examples of this phrase.
We ran to catch the train. It was a close shave, but we just managed to get on.
I had a close shave when a fast car just missed me as I was crossing the road.
It was a close shave, but I don't think my mum saw us smoking.
So, a close shave describes a situation where you have a narrow escape from something bad. So you had a narrow escape this morning, Rob.
Yes, I did. Why don't people look when they cross the road? I could have ended up falling off my bike and being hit by a bus.
But hold on, Rob. If you didn't fall off your bike, why have you got those cuts on your face?
Oh, these? Well, I had a shave this morning and used a blunt razor.
Ouch. So you really did have a close shave.
You're as sharp as a razor, Feifei. I mean, intelligent or sharp-witted.
Unlike your razor.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.